From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Arkansas Education Commissioner Johnny Key's recent decision to replace Little Rock School Superintendent Baker Curris with Bentonville Superintendent Michael Poor came as unwelcome news to many, from leaders of the district's teachers union to the Arkansas Public Policy Panel to Mayor Mark Stodola. But Mike Poor made the rounds last week, meeting with community members, visiting schools, and doing media interviews, providing reassurance about what he'd bring to the district. He visited KUAR studios as well. We talked about the role of charter schools, the legacy of former Superintendent Curris, and how Poor plans to engage with the community. Here's the rest of our conversation. From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Arkansas Education Commissioner Johnny Key's recent decision to replace Little Rock School Superintendent Baker Curris with Bentonville Superintendent Michael Poor came as unwelcome news to many, from leaders of the district's teachers union to the Arkansas Public Policy Panel to Mayor Mark Stodola. But Mike Poor made the rounds last week, meeting with community members, visiting schools, and doing media interviews, providing reassurance about what he'd bring to the district. He visited KUAR studios as well. I began our interview by asking him about his impressions of the community.
Well, you know, it has been a really great week. It's been a very full week and got to meet a lot of different people. The outreach to me personally has really been very positive. When I've gotten to talk with individuals one-on-one or in small groups, that's really been encouraging to me. I think people want, to have stability. People want to have a leader that is going to want to be a part of the community for a long period of time. People want to have a leader that's going to be collaborative. And so this whole thing of how this has kind of rolled out this week has really allowed me the opportunity to share a little bit about myself and learn a little bit about the Little Rock community.
Trust between the State Department of Education, Education Commissioner Johnny Key, and local leaders here seems to be frayed. A lot of people are upset about the decision to not renew the contract of Baker Curris, the current superintendent. You know, how do you really restore trust, and what do you bring to the table that Baker Curris cannot?
Well, I think there, you have to also look at that it's not just about Mr. Curris and his contract, but really, you know, I think people probably even have more angst about, you know, the school district kind of being taken out of local control. So, you know, the key thing here on this, in terms of one of the reasons I took it, was that the Governor Hutchinson and Commissioner Key have really shared that their number one goal is to turn this back into a local controlled school district. And so that seems to be my target. Mr. Curris and I have started a relationship, and it's just in its infant stages. But by all signs and by everyone that I've talked to, people admire Mr. Curris and his family. His family has been a part of this community, not just for this year, this past year, but really for years and years and years. When you look at, you know, the time then of just him and I getting to actually get to exchange and meet and get to know each other, I think one of the things that we both found is that, at least I hope he felt the same way, is that our leadership approaches are very similar. So, you know, that was kind of a thing that maybe our community can hear. I know everybody knows what Baker does in terms of how he walks his walk, but the walk that Mike Poor will make as he comes into the community will be very similar in terms of very community-oriented, very visible, and very collaborative.
A lot of critics of the state takeover of the district have made the case that there does not seem to be a comprehensive plan for improving academics or improving reading, for instance, in the district. And State Commissioner Key, you know, one of his reasons for your hiring was that you brought academic expertise to the table. How will you apply that? I mean, what is your plan to improve academics?
Well, one of the things I think probably first, if you take that out just a little bit wider, is that we have to really have a plan of understanding what the milestones are, the steps that need to be taken so that local control can come back to the district. When you think about local control for the school district, I mean, it's on the academic end, but there also has to be a level of confidence about what the financial parts are, because the financial parts not done right impact the educational parts. So that whole thing and structure of here are the targets for this district and how do we mesh these two things, operational and education, into a delivery that ensures that, hey, we're going to continue to rise as part of a performance within our schools. That's really critical. In terms of the academic program itself, I'm not a person that's going to come in and create demands of teachers to say, this is the way we now do it, and this is the program that we now do. Instead, I think that the best way to create ownership and really create results is to allow those schools that maybe have underperformed or have had flat results, to allow them to look at their data and identify the things that they say, here are strengths that we have as a part of our approach. Here's areas where we are not performing as well as we should. And what does that look like? What should we do to formulate a plan? They formulate the plan. What I would then suggest is they present that plan to me and a whole group of leaders to be able to listen to that, so that we then can figure out. We kind of go back and forth. There has to be a commitment from the team to be able to ask and hear challenging questions and respond to them. If they can convince my team to say, oh yeah, this is the right thing, then it's up to that central administrative group that I get to be a part of to really go out and support the schools. That, to me, is how you're going to build up academic results. You have to trust your local teachers.
Michael Port assumes the role of superintendent of Little Rock Schools on July 1st. You can hear more of our interview at KUAR.org.